With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Dangerous weather continues across the country's midsection.
Parts of the Midwest and the South have been dealing with catastrophic weather that forecasters warn will continue. In Selmer, Tennessee, Dakota Woods spotted a funnel cloud too close for comfort Wednesday night.
I'm walking down the street. Next thing you know, I look up, the sky is getting black and blacker.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says it's not over yet.
There's been a lot of damage. There have been a lot of tornadoes. There's been loss of life and real devastation across the state. But this storm is going to continue.
Torrential rain flooded highways in Kentucky Friday morning. The National Weather Service says more thunderstorms are lined up and headed for Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, stocks plunged again today as worries about the Trump administration tariffs roiled markets around the world. In remarks to the Society for Advancing Business Editing and Writing, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the tariffs are highly likely to at least temporarily boost inflation.
Our obligation is to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored and to make certain that a one-time increase in the price level does not become an ongoing inflation problem.
Economist and author Stephen Moore says many who oppose the Trump tariffs may not realize that the U.S. up until now has had the world's lowest tariffs.
So our tariffs are down here and the other countries are up here. And then Trump says, well, we're going to raise our tariffs if you don't lower yours. And then these countries, it's almost comical. Then these other countries say, oh, there's Trump. He's waging a trade war.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. has now more than doubled the total number of measles cases in 2024. Texas, New Mexico, Ohio, Kansas, and Oklahoma all have active measles outbreaks. Two unvaccinated people have died from measles-related causes. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Will Graham is taking a trip this weekend.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, is scheduled to preach the gospel in Cochabamba, Bolivia on Saturday. Some 750 local churches have done the groundwork for the stadium event, which will also feature performances by Christian artists. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, God is at work in Cochabamba, Bolivia, and we're excited to be a part of what he is doing. Pray that many will come to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appeared divided Wednesday in a case over whether states should be able to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. The court is considering a legal question that could have wider effects, whether Medicaid patients can continue to sue over the right to choose their own qualified provider. Several other states would like to defund Planned Parenthood, and more would likely follow if South Carolina prevails. More breaking news and stories at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The markets might be in free fall, but Capitol Hill Republicans are managing to move forward with President Trump's legislative agenda. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is forging ahead with a plan to adopt a crucial budget blueprint by Saturday after hitting a last-minute snag Thursday afternoon that delayed a procedural vote for hours. Where things almost broke down was lingering GOP concerns at letting Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham make the decision on using the current policy baseline accounting tactic, which makes an extension of Trump's 2017 tax cuts appear to cost nothing, sidestep the chamber's parliamentarian, and could come back to bite them if the final bill runs aground of strict budget rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says he's signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in this country for another 75 days. That gives the administration more time to broker a deal to bring this social media platform under American ownership. The order was announced as White House officials believe they were nearing a deal for the app's operations to be spun off from a new company. This is SRN News.